Always an honor to have Deb Patterson, the head women's basketball coach at Kansas State University, the all-time winningest coach in the school's history. Deb, I think you're in your 13th year now as the head basketball coach for the Kansas State woman. Is that correct?
That's it. Seems like a long time, Ron, and yet it seems like the blink of an eye.
Well, thanks for being with us on Sharing the Victory. And, you know, one of the things that I've always loved about who you are is just this enthusiasm, which it actually means full of God. That's what the word enthusiasm means. And would you describe your enthusiasm that way? Is it full of God?
Well, I sure, my heart's desire is that it would be, that's for sure. And mm-hmm. and I feel like, you know, the Lord is just blessed me in so many ways, and I'm also one of those people, Ron, that is kind of that fiery, you know, intense disposition, and so I think that's the way that God has created me, and I love that feeling of just grabbing things and embracing them and seeing them for what they are, and they provide me with an energy and an enthusiasm and an intensity and a belief. You know, I feel like we were just created not to just go through life and not to just plod around, but man, to see it, to grab it, to experience it. And I know as a coach, that's just my constant heart, is really to be filled with that enthusiasm, to be filled with what God has created me to be. I might be different than the next guy, you know, and we all are, mm-hmm. but there's something very, very special about what he's put in each of us and how we can impact one another through believing in him and knowing that he does live in our hearts and in our day-to-day lives and in our sport and in all the things we put our hands to.
Well, we're talking to Deb Patterson, the outstanding women's basketball coach at Kansas State University. And Deb, as you were talking about this passion and intensity that you have, I couldn't help but think of Jesus walking into the temple, already knowing what was going on in there. He had viewed it the night before, I believe, prayerfully went to the Lord, God, his Father, and came back and tore the place apart in a holy zeal. And the disciples who were with him remembered the Old Testament scriptures that had talked about what the Messiah might be like when it says, "Thy zeal has consumed thy house." And I've always remembered that King James with the thighs and so forth, but I've always remembered that statement. And as I think of you as a basketball coach, you know, I think the passion isn't just about winning games, is it? I think there's an opposition out there that's beyond just the Big 12 opponents that you have to play. There's an opposition against the Lord Jesus Christ. There's an opposition against those women's hearts who you're coaching on a daily basis, who you're trying to exemplify the Lord Jesus Christ to. Tell me about your battle. Tell me about that zeal and how it conquers that on a daily basis.
You know, that is just everything. You just pinpointed this whole thing is really, as I said, God's wired each of us differently. But for me, I know it's finding a way inside. You know, when I look at the young people and I look at how God has blessed them and their families and their life and this opportunity, and it's unbelievable. It really is, Ron, for young women in this day and age to have the opportunity in front of thousands and thousands of people to express their God-given physical abilities and talents, and to be able to be people that can take the floor in a sport like basketball and really just express themselves physically, emotionally. There's a filling in each of us to do and to be whatever God has gifted us to be. And in this arena where I work, there is unbelievable opposition. And you know, it takes its form in many ways. It takes its form in discouragement or apathy, or in young people in today's game having done this thing over and over and over for so many years that for some of them, even when they're 18 and 19 years old, the joy of it is being pulled from them. Mm. It becomes sort of routine or mundane. And you look at them, you go, no, this can't happen. There is no way, because there is always this unbelievable blessing that we have to become the best we can be, to express those gifts and abilities with joy, with enthusiasm, with a work ethic, with a commitment to becoming the very best that we can be. And I know on a day-to-day basis, that's that thing that when I look at a young person and I see them not necessarily where I would hope they would be, mm-hmm. that's the thing, like you're talking about, that lights that fire in me. And I feel this sense of God has given us so much, and let's give it all back to Him, but not as a doing, but really as a feeling, as an understanding, as a glorification, and of just that sense of, you know, man, I want you filling me. I want to know that we are all really making the most of this unbelievable life that He's given us and these blessings. And I struggle myself at times because all of us, the thing that we're gifted the most with, sometimes is the thing that catches us, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I have to be very cautious or very prayerful, very, very prayerful, in balancing that zeal, you know, balancing right. that intensity, balancing that right. passion and that desire, because we're all at different points along that road.
Right. I think that's very wise, Deb. I appreciate your heart that way. And, you know, as I close here with you, I think of what God did with Queen Esther in the Bible, and He gave her a built-in platform to reach and save His people. And in a sense, in a modern day parable of that, you get the opportunity to get a built-in platform from the Lord as a modern day Queen Esther to build into the lives, to save youngsters. I mean, you don't have the saving power, but God has the saving power through you to let them hear through the game of basketball and to see and to demonstrate it in your life what the cross is all about, what the resurrection from the dead is all about, and who Jesus is. And so it is an awesome role. And I know Queen Esther struggled with that role. She wanted to go hide her head in the sand there for a bit because it was going to get kind of nasty. And yet, you know, Mordecai challenged her to say, look, God's going to do His thing. And he's calling you to be that conduit. And I think it's a great privilege, Deb, that God has appointed you as the head basketball coach at Kansas State, as one of the prominent women's basketball coaches in America, with your stance for Jesus Christ. It's no accident. It's not. It's on purpose, put it that way. And we're just pleased that God is doing what He's doing through you. And we just want to thank you for being just a great witness for Christ.
Well, thank you, Ron, and I thank God for that opportunity. And more than anything, I think the thing I always want to remind believers and non-believers of is that the message is Christ. The message is the gospel. The message is the message and the truth of salvation. Salvation is the truth. I'm going to fall. I'm going to fail. I'm going to have my days where I'm good. I'm going to have my days where I'm not so good, in spite of my heart's desire, because of my flesh. But I'm telling you, the message of the gospel and Christ dying on the cross for us and the truth of salvation and the promise of eternity if we believe in Jesus Christ and if we commit our lives and our hearts and our souls to obedient living to Him, I'm telling you, that is what you can hang your hat on. And I am just so blessed to have the opportunity, as all of these young people come into my lives, for them to bless me, but also for me to have the opportunity to stand before Him and to say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I won't be perfect every day, and neither will you, but He is. Amen. And He loves us in spite of all, and He has died for us, and there is another life because of Him.
Amen. Well, Deb Patterson, thanks for being with us here on Sharing the Victory. And you've heard it from Coach Patterson. It is only through a relationship with Jesus Christ that you can experience that peace. Deb, it's been an honor. Thanks for being on today with us.
Thank you so much, Ron, and God bless.
Lord bless you.